The latest investigation into the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office clears Patrick Flaherty of misconduct charges. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has reaction from Flaherty.
The Oregon State Police was asked to look into whether Flaherty did anything wrong when he convened a grand jury to investigate wrongdoing by County Counsel Mark Pilliod. The Washington County DA's office did an independent review of the findings. DA Patrick Flaherty is pleased with their conclusion.
We have one of the most prestigious, well-respected DA's offices in the state agreeing, coming to the same conclusion we came to.
Washington County Chief Deputy DA Robert Bletko says their job is done.
As far as I'm concerned, we have done our job in reviewing the investigation by the state police, have concluded that there was no criminal conduct that was involved on the part of Mr. Flaherty, and our part in this issue is now closed.
The state bar is still investigating the Deschutes County DA's office. Findings from that investigation are expected soon. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The search is back on for a principal at Summit High School to replace the retiring Dr. Lynn Baker. Bend Lapine School Superintendent Ron Wilkinson says the district ultimately rejected four finalists for the post because they, quote, didn't feel like they had everything we were looking for, end quote. An article in the Bulletin says the district is still not ready to appoint an interim principal, even though Dr. Baker retires at the end of June. Wilkinson says the position has already been reposted, although they hope to use networking connections to find viable candidates. Leaders with Bend Park and Rec continue to explore the possibility of bringing a full-sized ice rink to Bend. The facility would be on just-purchased property at the old Mount Bachelor Park and Ride site. A spokesman with a nonprofit group called Bend Ice says the local community could support it, and it would serve many different interests.
That use would also include adult and kids hockey leagues and learn to skate programs, as well as figure skating and learn to figure skate programs.
Even non-skating uses like curling. That's Blaze Cachola with Bend Ice. He says they've studied similar communities throughout the Northwest and have found that even smaller towns can support a full-sized rink. There were lots of car horns honking in Bend yesterday at 3rd and Greenwood. A couple dozen Bend High students were there holding up signs saying honk for respect. The idea is to increase public awareness about using what they call the R word when describing special needs people. Supporters say when you say the word retarded, someone hurts. Kate Potter was out there raising awareness for her autistic brother.
Yeah, we're spreading awareness about the R word and not to use it in hurtful ways. And we are just hanging out here, making people honk their horns.
March 7th was National Ending the R-Word Day. A Lapine High School student has a court appearance later this month facing charges of disorderly conduct after writing a threatening message on Facebook. The student, who threatened to shoot teachers and students at the school on Monday, was taken into custody before school. Lieutenant Kevin Disney with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says, you make threats, they take them seriously.
When you do something to cause that kind of public threat at a public facility, in a public forum, you can cross the line into committing a crime very easily.
Students at Lapine High told our news partner, News Channel 21, that the student arrested is not the kind to shoot up the school. Officers searched his home and found no guns and ammunition nor anything to suggest he was going to carry out the threat. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley wants restrictions on a program that allows timber companies to hire foreign workers in place of U.S. workers so companies can save money.
It's a source of deep frustration that when we create a program specifically to increase in employment in America, it ended up getting diverted through a series of scandalous tactics.
The program was intended to help companies when the unemployment rate was low. Merkley and Representative Peter DeFazio were sponsoring bills that would require companies to first recruit U.S. workers. The companies would have to get state certification that there's a lack of potential workers before hiring from outside of the country. And authorities say an 18-year-old Troutdale man faces charges after being accused of raping a 14-year-old Vancouver girl that he met through Facebook. Troutdale police say Shane Maynard is charged with luring a minor, third-degree rape, and sex abuse. Officials say Maynard was the victim. Officials say Maynard and the victim chatted via Facebook for several weeks before the girl went to his apartment. Authorities say the girl drank vodka and felt dizzy prior to the alleged assault. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.